Rockets, robots, wildfires, and a plane Boeing chose to scrap. SpaceX's Starship Flight 13 slipped past its July 20th target date after an earlier scrub on July 16th over engine failures, with Elon Musk publicly contradicting his own company's announced timeline on social media, an unusual communications breakdown at a launch program. SpaceX shares have fallen roughly 45% from their post-IPO high, and Musk took the notable step of publicly warning short sellers on social media over the weekend, a move that analysts noted as unusual for someone who typically projects confidence and suggestive of real financial pressure. A large number of wildfires are burning across Oregon and Washington following a lightning siege this weekend, thousands of strikes from monsoon-fueled storms, with smoke from those fires, and many additional fires in Canada, creating hazardous air quality across multiple U.S. cities. Trump raised the issue directly with Canadian Prime Minister Carney at the World Cup final, and Ontario Premier Doug Ford escalated by challenging Trump to drop softwood lumber tariffs as a condition of Canadian forest management cooperation, effectively positioning Canadian firefighting capacity as a tradable commodity in the ongoing tariff dispute. Boeing dismantled an unflown 777X aircraft, a plane that was built but never operated, rather than pay the costs of reworking it to meet current specifications. The decision to abandon an entire airframe rather than invest in modifications signals that Boeing's cash position and internal cost controls are under pressure, severe enough that even sunk costs are being written off. Apple, meanwhile, is piloting an AI transcription system at Genius Bar locations that records and summarizes customer service interactions. Retail workers have reportedly raised concerns that the transcripts will be used for performance evaluation, extending a form of passive monitoring already documented in warehouse and call center environments into Apple's culture-driven retail workforce.